This Dark Matter News, I'm Joshua Stark. Japan has begun clinical trials on a universal artificial blood that could work for all blood types and last up to 2 years in storage. The project, led by Professor Hiromi Sakai at Nara Medical University, is seen as a major step towards solving chronic blood shortages and the limits of traditional transfusions. In the first phase, researchers administered between 100 and 400 milliliters of the synthetic blood to 16 healthy volunteers. The next stage will test how well it performs in carrying oxygen and supporting patients during medical procedures. The artificial blood is created from expired donor blood with hemoglobin extracted and sealed inside microscopic lipid shells known as hemoglobin vesicles. These particles imitate red blood cells but lack blood type markers, making them universally compatible and reducing the risk of contamination. Early trials in Japan produced only mild short-term side effects such as fever and skin irritation. Scientists caution, though, that more testing is needed to confirm whether this product can match real blood in oxygen delivery, safety, and stability. Some researchers have raised concerns that relying on donor-derived hemoglobin may still pose limits on supply and possible infection risks. Future generations of the product could be made using recombinant or lab-grown proteins to overcome that issue. Catch up with us at darkmatternews.com. A television personality is stepping in to rescue the historic Conjuring House in Burrellville, Rhode Island. Jason Hawes, known from Ghost Hunters, has raised over $133,000 toward purchasing and preserving the property. He says his change of heart came after watching family member Andrea Perone, now facing stage 4 cancer, plead publicly, "Please save the farm." The 18th century home was slated for a foreclosure auction this Halloween until an unnamed buyer snapped up the mortgage, canceling the sale. Hawes plans to match every dollar raised and intends to keep the house affordable and accessible, not a high-ticket spectacle. If the purchase falls through, donors will get refunds or have their contributions redirected to historic preservation efforts. This is Dark Matter News. In Spring City, Pennsylvania, the former Pennhurst State School and Hospital, closed in 1986, has become a magnet for paranormal enthusiasts, haunted house tourism, and dark history tours. Once a psychiatric facility with a troubled past spanning 8 decades, it now draws hundreds each year to explore what many call one of America's most haunted asylums. One visitor, Steve Roberts, admits he's uncertain about ghosts, but after joining a paranormal gathering at Pennhurst, he says the unnerving experiences made skepticism harder to maintain. Others report shadowy figures, electromagnetic fluctuations, and sudden cold spots in spaces now used for ghost hunts. The site hosts Paracon events, combining expert panels and night investigations, as well as overnight tours that let thrill seekers roam 4 floors and underground tunnels after dark. The building's legacy is steeped in allegations of neglect, poor conditions, and mistreatment of mentally ill residents. Organizers aim to balance thrill and respect. Daytime historic tours emphasize the institution's controversial medical practices, while nighttime attractions lean into the supernatural. Recent changes include collaborating with disability and mental health advocates to reshape how the story is told. Today, Pennhurst survives both as a haunted attraction and a living museum. That's it for Dark Matter News. Catch up with us on the Midnight Frequency Facebook page. From Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Joshua Stark.